青少年之声
Voice of Youth。
Hi everyone, welcome to Voice of Youth. The Voice of Youth radio program is dedicated to bringing community awareness to issues that impact youth and encouraging youth involvement in our community. I am Belinda Chen, a junior at Lynbrook High School.
Hi, I'm Stephanie and I'm a sophomore at Nueva.
Hi, I'm Emily and I'm an 8th grader at Bowditch. Today, Belinda, Stephanie and I will be interviewing Saratoga Mayor Yin Zhao.
大家好。这里是青少年之声，青少年之声由硅谷中学生发起，致力于提高社区对青少年问题的关注度，并鼓励青少年积极参与社区建设，发现并解决社区面临的问题。本期节目由 Belinda Chen Lynbrook 高中11年级学生、 Stephanie 刘 New Ava 高中10年级学生和 Emily 刘 Bowditch 初中8年级学生共同采访制作。这是青少年之声市长采访系列中对 Saratoga 市长赵燕的采访。赵燕同时身兼数职，工程师、市长、妻子以及三个孩子的母亲，仍然游刃有余。她是怎么做到的呢？我们来听听她的故事吧。
First of all, would you like to introduce yourself?
Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm Yin Zhao, Mayor of City of Saratoga. This is only one of my jobs.Another job I have is an engineer working at Analog Devices. I actually was born in China, and I attended high school in a year in LA, and went to UC Berkeley, got my bachelor's degree in electrical engineering and computer science, and got my master's degree from Santa Clara University. So all my life, I have been working in semiconductor industry.Besides working, I also volunteer quite a bit. I served as a board chairwoman in Silicon Valley Chinese Engineer Association. I was a board chairman for 7 terms, and I'm currently still the president of Silicon Valley Science and Technology Association. I also volunteered in many community organizations in the past, including, served as a commissionerCommission on the Status of Women in the County of Santa Clara. Served as a referee for AYSO, and also served 8 years on Planning Commission. That's how I got involved with the city government. And eventually, I decided to run for City Council.
赵燕出生于中国，在洛杉矶上了一年高中后，到 UC Berkeley 就读，拿到了电子工程及计算机学位。之后在圣塔克拉拉大学又取得了硕士学位，毕业后他进入半导体行业工作至今。他同时还是硅谷中国工程师协会和硅谷科技协会的主席、圣塔克拉拉女性地位专员以及圣塔克拉拉青少年足协的裁判。他在 Saratoga 城市计划委员会任职的八年，令他对这个城市了如指掌，开启了他的竞选市议员之路。
How do you feel like your background may affect the work that you do?
There are some advantages and disadvantages. You know, me working in semiconductor industry actually gave me a lot of good training, working with different departments. And also, as an engineer, I think I'm also very analytical, the very thorough in terms of reading materials. And, we have to read a lot of documents, for the council meetings. I think all this has, trained me really well. On the other hand, sometimes when they look at the Asian Americans, they don't look at us as a leader. They always think we are the model minority and...the more like work bee. So they always doubt your leadership ability. So that's something that we have to all work hard to overcome, that kind of perception.
Wonderful. And you said that you had a lot of teamwork experience and analytical thinking involved in leadership. What do you think would be the key to developing a lot of these leadership skills for young people out there?
I think definitely get involved. That's to start with, right? I think you guys are doing, this is a great thing you're doing. Leadership is all through experience. You gain the trust of people. That's why people will select you as a leader. And also, you gain the knowledge. and how to solve problems. That's another leadership, you know, kind of a requirement. And also learn how to work with people, right? You know, being a leader, you can't just tell people what to do. You want to make sure they agree with your goal, your vision, so that they will, you know, you can work together to get things done. So I think it's definitely, it's what you're doing. It's get involved and, you know, try for leadership positions. I actually ran for city council for 3 times before I got elected. So another thing is just don't give up.
And next, I would like to hand it off to Stephanie.
Yeah, your story is really amazing. Could you talk more about why you're so passionate about helping your city and what motivated you to run for city council?
You know, I think as an immigrant, you know, we actually appreciate more, you know, this country, sometimes more than people who were born here, because you feel this is, you know, a lot of things that's so natural and so, you know, like ought to be. But for us, and we came to this country, you know, with hardship, and I actually really appreciate all the help, you know, support I got when I first came to this country. You know, I went to UC Berkeley, but as a poor student at the time, and I actually got a scholarship from a couple who actually I never met before. They just offer scholarship for people strong desire to become an engineer, but don't have the financial backing to go to school. So I was just very, very touched by their generosity. So ever since I graduated and started working, I always want to give back to our community. So that's why I started doing all kind of volunteer job. The reason I decided to run for city council, because I served on the planning commission for 8 years. So I got to know the city really, really well. I know how city government works. And I feel like I can make a bigger impact as a council member. So that's why I decided to run for the council.
在谈到为什么做这么多义工时，赵燕提到了她在 Berkeley 读书的时候还是一个穷学生。有一对素未谋面的美国夫妇为她提供了一笔奖学金，帮助她完成了学业。这对夫妇为向往成为工程师但是却无力负担学费的学子们提供了经济上的资助，这令赵燕深为感动，决心也要为这个社会贡献自己的一份力量。
Yeah, that's really inspiring. Could you speak more about how you were elected on the council to become mayor?
The council, they want to see who has the leadership that can, especially during this year. I was elected as the mayor end of last year. First, we run for city council. There are 5 city council members on the city council. Then the 5 council members will select 1 person to be the mayor and 1 person to be the vice mayor. We all know the COVID-19 has given us a lot of challenges financially, mentally, you know, to the city, for the residents. So I think the people are looking for someone who can lead the council to better serve our residents, better serve our city. I think they have seen me, how I work with people, how dedicated I am, how passionate about serving our city, and especially during this difficult time. And we really need to be careful about, you know, manage our finance, you know, the budgeting, because a lot of business got impacted so bad, you know, due to the pandemic. And we lost a lot of businesses in our city. And if we don't manage our finance carefully, we might be in red. So all these challenges, and I think people think I can do a better job to lead the council to, you know, to overcome all these challenges.
选上市议员后，赵燕又被其他四个市议员投票选为市长。时值新冠疫情给政府以及个人带来前所未有的困难和挑战，财政收入压力加大。另外四个市议员都觉得赵燕可以带领 Saratoga 走出困境，于是推选他为市长。Saratoga 市长这个职位是不拿薪水的。
青少年之声
Voice of Youth。
这是青少年之声对 Saratoga 市长赵燕的采访。
You mentioned earlier that the city government works closely with local volunteer organizations. How do you suggest that people, especially youth, can get more involved in their city?
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of opportunities for youth to be, you know, to get involved. For one, there's a youth commission, basically comprised of 15 students from 8th grade to 12th grade. And they are basically part of our government functions. They help the city council to provide services to youth and, you know, and the community at large. They run a lot of activities, actually, in our city. They do all kind of functions. Actually, they are so busy. Every month you will hear there are like one or two activities organized by the Youth Commission. And another thing is that the city, we provide that we call youth in government training every summer. And basically, people get to play city council members. So I think that's also a good training for people to get to know about your local government. There's also 4th July event. There's many, many community events that they could use youth's help.
Of course, I would also encourage people to get involved where they can.
对于培养青少年的领导力，赵燕的建议是积极参与。就像现在青少年之声这个活动就是一个很好、很有意义的事情。领导力是通过经验提升的，要先取得大家的信任，还必须具有解决问题的能力、团队合作以及沟通能力。最重要的是要勇于尝试，像他竞选了三次市议员才获得成功，所以绝不轻言放弃是很重要的。他也提供给青少年参与社区的机会，比如 Saratoga 市的青少年委员会，还有市政府在暑假期间为青少年提供相关的培训，比如模拟市议员等等，这都是一些很好的了解市政府运作的机会。
I'm going to hand things off to Emily now.
So how do you balance your full-time job, your work as mayor, and family time?
I pretty much have three roles, right? I am an engineer, I'm a mayor, I'm also a mom, you know, and a wife. But I love each one of the roles I play, right? And I love my job as mayor because I think I can make a big impact to our community and make a positive, you know, contribution to our society. So every day I'm just excited about, you know, what's going on with our city. You will be surprised, you know, how many phone calls I got, you know. But I just love it. I never felt that's any, you know, tiresome, or I never felt it's bothering me. And also as an engineer, I've been doing my engineering job for many years. And so I get to work with a lot of companies to learn, you know, what they're working on and, you know, like the new stuff they are creating. So I always love my job. I don't want to give up that either. And lastly, you know, as a mom, as a wife, and I actually have a good relationship with my kids because I often treat them more like a friends than, you know, my kids, because they can talk to me about anything. And I learn things from them too. See, I see what their perspectives, you know, are. So it actually helped me to work with our youth commission, to work with, you know, our community. In terms of managing my time, I think I become more efficient. I still manage to have time to do training for marathon and play bridge occasionally. So I have a lot of hobbies as well. I love everything I do. I just never feel, you know, tired.
赵燕同时身兼数职，工程师、市长、母亲以及妻子，对于每个角色她都乐在其中。作为市长，她每天会收到无数的电话和邮件，但并不觉得厌倦，反而充满了激情。她也很喜欢工程师这份工作，从来不打算放弃。她同时是三个孩子的母亲，和孩子们保持着良好的互动，像朋友一样相处，并从他们那里学到很多东西。他甚至还有时间进行马拉松的训练，偶尔打打桥牌。说到时间管理，他可以一天只睡四个小时，仍然能够高效地管理时间，身兼多职。这也许是他成功的秘诀之一吧。
Well, I think it's really awesome that you're so enthusiastic about your work. So is there any advice that you'd like to give to aspiring young women?
A lot of times people try to put women down, you know, even when I was running for the city council. But after debate, people actually telling me, should you be at home, you know, taking care of your kids? Right. So people still have that kind of mentality. Women supposed to be at home, you know, not running for office. So don't let that stop you. If you have a passion for it, you know, just work hard and, you know, never give up. I think that's the best advice. Find your passion. That's what I would say, and work hard towards it.
That's really good advice. So is there anything else you would like to mention?
You know, as a Asian woman, I think we have a lot of soft powers. You know, sometimes they underestimate us. I guess what I would give, you know, girls is to say, once you set your mind on things, just go for it.
赵燕提到她的背景经历给她带来了优势，同时也有劣势。作为半导体工程师，她接受了许多很有用的训练，比如和不同部门之间的合作，以及极强的阅读分析能力，使他能胜任需要阅读大量文件的市长工作。但是另一方面，作为一个亚裔，虽然往往被认为是少数族裔中的模范，工作努力，但却不认为是一个好的领导者。这是我们作为亚裔要共同努力去改变的一个固有观念。除了亚裔标签带来的阻力，女性这个身份也给了她很多压力。当她竞选市长的时候，常常就会被问到，你不应该老老实实的在家里照顾家庭和孩子吗？人们对于女性的旧观念仍然根深蒂固，认为女性就应该在家待着，为什么要出来竞选政府官员？对于这种观念，赵燕说，不要让别人左右你自己的思想。如果你对一件事情有热情，那就去为之奋斗，不要轻易放弃。这就是我能给的最好的建议。作为一个亚裔女性，我们有很多的软实力，但是常常会被低估。其实我们拥有着无限的潜力，找到自己感兴趣的事情，并为之努力吧。
That's fantastic. Thank you, Ms. Zhao, for participating in this interview. We really appreciate the time you spent with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for what you do. I mean, I'm inspired by you girls too, you know, and willing to do things, you know, out of your normal school works, right? So I think, thank you so much for inviting me.
青少年之声
Voice of Youth.
Today's interview with Mitsou was so eye-opening. I was impressed when she said, as Asian women, we are underestimated, but we have soft power. I'm more calm when people discuss aggressively. However, I have the power to bring people back together.I aspire to be that influential one day.
Speaking of which, Ms. Zhao was born in mainland China, making her the first female mayor in Silicon Valley to be from mainland China, which is really impressive.
赵燕出生于中国大陆，这使她成为硅谷首位来自中国的女市长，这确实让人印象深刻。
I agree. I think it's fascinating how her race and gender identity motivated her to become a leader in her community and prove those that doubted her wrong. Although she was not elected at first, she fought for the position of mayor and did not give up.
我同意。虽然赵燕的主意和性别背景给她带来了许多的困难，却也激励着她成为了社区的领袖。并且证明了那些能力的人是错的，这是很振奋人心的故事。尽管他前两次竞选都失败了，但他并没有放弃，通过努力，终于在第三次获得了成功，真让人为他骄傲。
I'm so surprised to hear that. I wonder how she is able to stay motivated with so much work, especially when she experienced so many difficulties.
我也深有同感，赵燕担任的这么多的职务，承担了如此大的工作量，尤其是工作中还遇到了许多各种各样的困难，她都能一一克服，简直不可思议。
Yeah, Miss Zhao is like Superwoman. How does she keep up with everything?
赵燕就像个女超人，同样是一天24个小时，她怎么就能把所有事物都安排得这么井井有条呢？
I am not surprised that she encountered many obstacles as an Asian woman in politics and in the STEM field, where her commitment to succeed is inspiring and her passion really turns through.
She spoke about how the city council moved many of the government functions online, streamlining the process. When asked about school opening, she has faith that the school board has the students' best interest in mind, and that the guidelines and protocols will keep the students safe.
是啊，这让我感到惊叹。他还谈到了在新冠疫情期间，市议会如何将许多政府职能进行向上转移，大大简化了流程。当被问及学校的开放时，他相信小贩会充分考虑学生的最大利益，并且会征询政府和健康部门的指导方针来确保学生的安全。这让我感觉他对这个城市的各个方面都了如指掌。
Yes, he also worked with local volunteer organizations to help out independent businesses during the pandemic. This pandemic has been rough for everyone, and Ms. Zhao's leadership helped her community pull through. Ms. Zhao is an inspiration to women and Asian Americans alike in Silicon Valley.
而且他还与志愿者组织合作，一起帮助当地的小企业度过危机。这次的新冠疫情对每个人来说都是个挑战。赵燕带领他的社区共度难关，证明了自己的能力。他的经历将鼓励更多的女性和亚裔美国人从政。作为一名亚裔女性，她在政治和高科技领域都遇到过许多困难，对此我并不感到意外。但是赵燕的成功鼓舞人心，她的热情激励着我们去勇敢尝试，不惧困难，接受挑战。成功永远是留给坚持到最后的人的。
本期青少年之声得到湾区青少年合唱与弦乐团的大力支持。下面是湾区青少年合唱与弦乐团的主席 Stephanie 对这个乐团的介绍。
大家好，湾区青少年合唱与弦乐团简称 BAGO， 是一个全部由湾区中学生组成的音乐团体，由 Bowditch 中学的管弦乐队和合唱团总监David Song 于2017年成立的。 BAGO 成立的目的是通过向人们提供音乐表演来指导和鼓励学生积极参与社区活动，使社区所有人受益。我们的希望是利用音乐为湾区人建立一个更好更温馨的社区。我们一直在寻找机会让学生们在各种社区活动中表演。如果你有这方面的需要，请与我们联系。我们的电子邮件是 bagofostercity@gmail.com， 就是 bagofostercity@gmail.com。谢谢。
本次青少年之声节目也受到了硅谷华人协会基金会的赞助。
大家好，我叫许自新，我是 SVCA 硅谷华人协会基金会本年度的主席。我们的基金会是华人的草根组织501C3，是一个非盈利性的公益组织。我们的基金会的这个宗旨呢，就是致力于服务硅谷和附近地区的华人，研讨华人的关心的话题，提供教育资讯和讲座，鼓励华裔团结参与社区事务，提升华人形象，共同建设更加美好的加州。那具体到我们的这个宗旨呢，第一呢，就是促进华人社区对美国及加州政治法律体系的深入了解。第二呢，就是鼓励以倡导华人积极参与各级社区事务。第三呢，就是宣传华裔对美国社会的影响，提升华人形象。那么我们今年以来呢，已经做了很多的这方面的工作。其中一个最主要呢，就是支持哈佛的干事一直上诉到最高法院。我们和一个犹太人的组织，从犹太人被哈佛歧视的这个角度，然后哈佛现在继续在歧视亚裔孩子的这个角度，做了一个法庭之友的 briefing。 这个 briefing 呢，是跟着这个上诉一直到了最高法院。最近的活动呢，还有就是在反对这个 SB82， 这个就是在加州的法律上抢劫脱罪成为 petty theft， 偷盗，现在因为对于亚裔的暴力行动在增加，那么 SB 82像一个反方向在鼓励罪犯对亚裔施暴，所以我们坚决反对这个提案。另外跟教育有关的，比如说像我们在组织反对 AB101，就是 Critical Race Theory 成为加州中学毕业的必修课。那么这个 Critical Race Theory 把以前的这个阶级斗争作为强化加州的族裔的矛盾的这个理论基础，那我们觉得这个是完全反其道而行之，所以我们在进行反对。我们还有很多其他的很多的活动比如说像在 COVID-19 的这个，我们捐了很多口罩，我们给医院的工作人员捐了很多的午餐，很多的信息在我们的网站上都有详细的讨论，大家如果有兴趣的话可以访问我们的网站，我们网站地址是 sbcaf.org， 那也欢迎给我们组织做捐款，在基金会的捐款上面是做一个抵税的。好，谢谢大家。
青少年之声
Voice of Youth。
青少年之声是由硅谷的高中生采访制作，反映社区生活的节目。